Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for this morning is written in the 55th chapter of Isaiah, beginning with the 6th verse. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Let us pray. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Driving in Lake Havasu is interesting. Some people drive nice, others not so much. Sometimes when I'm driving, people decide I'm not going fast enough. They zoom past me, going 20 miles over the speed limit. That type of driving makes everybody crazy. They deserve a ticket, right? What we think is fair is usually that someone gets what they deserve. Our text for this morning made me wonder, what does God think is fair? And is God fair to us? Before we look at our Isaiah text, it's helpful to have a short overview of the book of Isaiah. God sent Isaiah the prophet to preach about the upcoming Babylonian exile to the Israelites. He preached repentance, but they didn't listen. They kept sinning. God eventually said, because you won't listen to me, I will hand you over to Babylonian captivity, just as I said I would. So the Babylonians came and took Jerusalem captive. In our text for today, God addresses the Jews in captivity before they returned to Jerusalem. In these verses, God is encouraging his people to repent. He says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. The word seek is often associated with the repentance of sins. God looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. Everyone has turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. By calling his people to seek him, God is calling his people to repentance. In his word, God says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. God actually wants sinners to repent. The wicked refers to those who chase after their sinful desires. The unrighteous man refers to the one who doesn't even care anymore about his sins. Why does God treat sinners this way? Instead of punishment, He wants sinners to turn away from sin and repent. That isn't fair. We know that sin deserves a penalty. If someone steals my stuff, he deserves punishment, not a pat on the back from the judge saying everything's okay. In fact, if someone steals my stuff, I don't even need to forgive them. They don't deserve my forgiveness. Except, wait a minute. These thoughts are sinful. In fact, we're supposed to love even our enemies. Jesus says, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Another word for love is compassion. God has compassion even for those deserving the death sentence. He wants them to turn to Him in repentance. But even though God has great compassion for sinners, He is also just in His conduct. When people reject God's forgiveness and commit the sin of unbelief, they receive separation from God and suffering in hell. He doesn't want anyone to receive punishment, however. He wants everyone to be saved. Our sinful nature resists loving our enemies. What we think is fair is that people get what they deserve. If someone hurt me, they need punishment. It's fair, after all. If someone hurts us, our sinful nature wants revenge. But is this what God understands as fair? Our text shows that God has different thoughts about fairness than us. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," declares the Lord. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We can't understand God's ways and thoughts except through His Word. God compares our thoughts and His to the space between the earth and the heavens, or the place where God lives. We can't see or comprehend where God lives. This means that God's thoughts are big, our thoughts are small. God spoke through the prophet Ezekiel about God's fairness. "Yet your people say, 'The way of the Lord is not just,' when it is their own way that is not just. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. And when the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is right and just, he shall live by this. Yet you say, 'The way of the Lord is not just.' O house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his way." God is fair. He requires punishment for sin. But God is more than fair. He's compassionate. We think the wicked should be punished for their sin. But God thinks that they should turn from their way and live. He is a God of compassion and pardon. saying to us, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool." He wants our sin to be washed clean. What we deserve is God's wrath. We should be weighed on the scales of justice and found wanting. Our sin makes us enemies of God. And as his enemies, we deserve punishment in hell. But even as his enemies, God preaches to us through Isaiah, explaining that he has compassion on us. If it was fair, we would have been punished. But God's compassion required the greatest unfairness of all. Jesus, our holy and perfect God, the second person of the Trinity, took on our humanity and died in our place. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Out of divine compassion, Jesus died, even for his enemies who shouted, "Crucify him." He took our guilt and sin upon himself and received what we deserve, separation from God. Through Christ's holy life and death, we have pardon or forgiveness. The empty tomb points to the fact that Christ truly did accomplish our salvation. He won forgiveness upon the cross for all eternity. You are forgiven. God brings salvation near to us in the Word and sacraments. The Holy Spirit creates faith in our hearts. And in faith, we turn in repentance to Christ's forgiveness. Even though we struggle with sin and we constantly fail, Christ's forgiveness is always there. He comes near to us in his word and says, "I forgive you all of your sins." He comes to us in the Lord's Supper, bringing his true body and blood. Baptism washes our sins away. Through faith created in our hearts through baptism, our Savior dwells within us. Christ's forgiveness isn't an excuse to sin as much as we want. Intentional, persistent sin can destroy our faith. Instead, Christ's forgiveness enables us to love our enemies. Our old sinful Adam can't do this, but the new man in Christ wants to imitate Christ and his forgiveness. We can't do this perfectly upon this earth, and we look to Christ for strength and forgiveness. Through the Word, God shows that he's more than fair. He's compassionate. The picture of Christ upon the cross looks unfair. But the picture shows that it's not unfair. It looks unfair. But Jesus' crucifixion is really a picture of his compassion. Christ isn't a sinful human who will hold a grudge against you, but freely and completely forgives all of your sins. If things were fair, we wouldn't have any compassion, any forgiveness from God. We were all driving down the road of sin, deserving punishment. But God is more than fair. He's compassionate. He shows compassion by having Jesus, who lived perfectly in our place, die upon the cross for our sins. Your sins are forgiven. So, is God fair? No, he isn't. Instead, he forgives you and loves you. Thanks be to God that his ways and thoughts are much higher than ours. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.